Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of Haunted Real Connection with the host, Miss Sophie Asperger. And I thought I'd talk about the risks and the kind of dangers of paranormal investigation. Stay tuned. The music is Torch by Anthony Earls. Enjoy. I thought it was proper to play that since talk about the risks and even dangers of ghost hunts or even investigations. It seems that, you know, you always hear them say don't go alone, especially if you're a girl like me. You know, it's the living that really what we gotta look for. It's an abandoned place. It should be crazy out there, you know. It seems that, like, ghost hunting have become quite popular over the years, the last several years, whether it be, like, a historic location or public area or private residence even, or in abandoned places, they can be even more exciting going to, I suppose, haunted location, for me anyway, to seek out the paranormal. And what we really had to look for, besides spirits and ghosts or demonic or whatever, we had to look for the living, right? We had to carry, pepper spray, because I don't have a license for a gun yet for protection. But it'd probably be a good idea later on. I'm going to try to get a license for a small handgun, just because, since I'm a widow now, and I'm single again, and, so it's pretty good to learn how to protect ourselves, right? The way things are. You just never know. You always gotta be ready. We gotta look out for each other. And some say that some trees are even noted for sightings of spirits, and many people are hoping to get a thrill just by going to such places and glimpse and disperse those for our entities. Alright, the real dangers? Here it is, guys. Believe me, I've done some stupid things in my life and rolling in the paranormal field. And you don't want to do what I did. maybe I'll share that. Who knows? We'll see what happens. The pretty danger in investigation is real. And should be taken very seriously, not lightly, very seriously. It's as if, the only physical and emotional things to worry about, right? So, in a field of study, can be done almost by anyone or anywhere that I can do research on my home, so I feel safer at home. medium, it helps too, so, anyway, that's not the case. Sometimes things we're looking for might be there. And more often than not, these things should and do follow us home at the end of the night. Right? So there's always good to leave a piece off. This is where the dangers come in. Where the ghosts and spirits and even demonic. And he, you know, some people have demons, but I prefer demonic entities. Anyway, this is the same thing, but other entities can attach or latch themselves to us and follow us home. And, you know, that's what we need to keep in mind and be open that There are good spirits. There are even protective spirits and angels and things like that. Always ask your angels to help you. You never know, we might need that extra help. there are also bad ones as well. Like yin and yang, keep malice. I always say that yin and yang I swear I'm gonna get a tattoo on my hand or something. Yin and Yang symbol. That would be cool. But I hope you guys are doing well despite this pandemic. Now I've been wanting to talk about this topic for the longest time. The dangers of those kind of raven, especially investigation. And even though I haven't done it in a while, I haven't been out in the field because of the pandemic. And it's hard when you're not actually part of a team. So now that I'm widowed here and I'm single, I have to go solo. And that's one of the dangers, you know, right? Never go solo, you know? It's for the safety factor. I have to remind myself, never go solo. So I hope y'all would, you know, at least take my advice because I know from experience when I did some crazy things, just so how much the paranormal field can be like not only a passion, it can get sorry, I need a paper towel. It can get like to the point where it's so obsessive. You know, if you okay, let's say like you got your first Class A EVP. EVP is what? Electronic voice phenomena, right? And you know, hey, Rick, Wade, and he wrote about something about obsession, getting EVPs, and all he did wanted to do is getting EVPs. And they can pull you in. They can literally pull us in. That's to be the danger to the paranormal. So, what I was trying to say is, paranormal can become not only a passion, it can be like an obsession, right? Or we get passionate when it is maybe a little bit of both. But we have to be careful. We should be not only meditating regularly, but also to have clear conscience, and because a lot of us can get mental breakdowns if we don't take care of ourselves physically and emotionally. As paranormal investigators or mediums, I try to keep it all balanced. So it's a good idea to keep it balanced. And it can wear you down. And you don't take those little breaks in between, like from investigations or ITC sessions, whatever you call it. You know, it can wear it down, it can make it so insane. And that's where we let our guard down, and that's where the, you know, the demonic entities tell that sound to us if we're not in a clear state of mind. So this is where I want to get to where, how we can be more aware, right, besides of our surroundings. Always be aware of your surroundings, no matter where you're at. Especially when you're in a residence. So always be aware of your surroundings. And it's believed our duty as field or as experienced investigators trying to educate public about impending dangers that do exist. Believe it or not, I think that poltergeists and demonic can actually not only hurt the living, but they can also, I believe, have that power to heal the living. As far as I know, I'm gonna get more research about that. Can the spirit and the ghost heal the living for that evil? I think it's possible. And yes, we need to know how to protect ourselves spiritually and physically. Anyone, you know, have their lives turned upside down by unseen forces. That's what I mean by protecting ourselves spiritually. We can't express enough how important it is. It's, you know, you want to become an investigator, so you saw on TV, although they only show a portion of what they go through. I mean, investigators should take not only days from out. The TV only shows the hours. It should take days, weeks, or even years for the case. Right? So, because the TV only allows so much time frame, that's why it had a lot of episodes. So, yeah. It really showed the best part, and yeah, I can understand that. But, yeah, it's like, we gotta be careful how we go into these places, whether, we carry, like I was saying earlier, we need to carry some kind of, I want to say weapon, but self-defense weapon. If you know karate, you're all good. You're here. I know basis of, I know the basis of karate, but just enough for me to hopefully get away from the attacker of my living. But probably not enough if there's more than one. You know what I mean? So, always have at least two or three people with you when you do go on those hunts for investigation, especially investigation. And, you never know what people's intentions are. They could be all nice and everything, and all of a sudden they can turn quite evil and make you the next victim, right? So, yeah, so one of my stupid stunts I did when I was younger, getting into this field. I'm sure you guys are dying to know what stupid thing I did. Okay, so I just met this group of people. I have no idea what their backgrounds are, and we just met up in person, like meetups, you know? We just met, and they asked if I wanted to go with them on their investigation to the local cemetery, and that cemetery wasn't very local. It was like almost an hour away from where I was, and I was like getting nervous because I didn't know these people. It's like getting in the car with strangers, and so I have my phone nearby me. Always have your phone now. Always have your phone on if you're not familiar or talking with the group of people you're with. You don't know what their intentions are. They could have used me in a ritual in the cemetery, you know? And we were witnessing. Okay, when we got there, this is where it got weird. This is where I experienced my first, I believe, shadow people. Yeah. It wasn't a good experience, I would say that. But when we finally got there, and well, luckily these two guys were security guards that we were with. But they were scoping out cemetery so that make sure it was safe for us girls, you know. But that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool though. But and then all of a sudden I felt real uneasy, like, and I have. The hairs in the back of my head was standing all up. And then it's like, the later it hits, it was like, well past midnight, I believe. First time ghost hunting in the cemetery at night, oh my god. All of a sudden, I kept hearing this, like, muffled sounds coming from the trees. And I asked the security guards over there, and I, they felt uneasy, but anyway, I went, yeah, I felt like something over there. So we was over there, and all of a sudden, I felt like I was surrounded by literally evil shadow people. You ever heard? It was like having the worst mind ring ever. That's how bad it was. So as soon as we walked away from that particular area, we seen something else. We seen, like, something. I don't know if people are doing with ritual, but I never seen this again either. That's all I can say. It's like I seen a moving head, like an orb, but you see the head all dancing around, and you don't see the body. I'm like, what the hell? You know, they're like, what now? I thought you guys don't see that? I don't know. Never take a medium with you guys on the best station. So I bolted from the other direction and was just like, okay, I'm done. Can we go now? So they finally took me home and it's like, oh my god, what a nightmare. It was an eye-opening experience because, you know, I hardly knew these people and they're still strangers to this day. I mean, we hardly ever keep in touch. But it's, I don't know how we meet up. I think it's one of the meetups that we met on, yeah. So just be careful, you guys. Whoever comes by mistake, don't take rides from a stranger, especially if you just met them. You know, I mean, if you do like FaceTime, video time with them, it's still, but it's like, don't get a ride with strangers. You should be like maniac, right? Not so much. So, let's take our first, right? We're back. Welcome back. You're listening with me this far. Kiddos, woo, I always say. So I was trying to remember way back when, besides riding a car with strangers, that can be very, not only stupid, but very dangerous. I think for now, I will end this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. And until the next one, this is Nicola.